Well, that's my strength report so far. Well, I mean, the demonstration is scheduled for noon at City Hall. I'm not too sure my men are going to stay in during that.
Of course they'll stay in, Barney. Tell them I personally will be responsible for the loyalty of every one of my men.
Sergeant Fish is legitimately ill.
It's not a strike. It's a show of solidarity. It's a demonstration of common goals to point up to the city that there's a need for major reforms.
And to put the establishment under public pressure to effect some kind of action. Similar to the sit-ins organized by Gandhi in India.
Did it get him anything?
Got the hell kicked out of him.
You're entirely welcome. 12th Precinct, Captain Miller speaking. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it's true. A large percentage of the New York City Police Department has become involved with the demonstration, and that's why there are very few police officers available. What do you do if a man walks into your store with a gun? Stay calm, give him everything he wants, and don't tell him about this conversation. Good luck to you, too, sir.
How long is that little broad going to stay in the bathroom?
I have no idea, Mr. Privy.
Privet!
You're right. 12th Precinct, Captain Miller.
20 years with the city and they take away my pension.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said 20 years with the city!
Yes, hello! Hello, Wojo. I'm fine, how are you? It's busy, but nothing I can't handle. Look, Wojo, is there something I can do for you? No, there were no messages. What? Oh, hello, Nick. I'm fine. How are you? I just told Wojo there are no messages. No, look, I don't have time to say hello to Harris. There's a lot going on here, a lot of work to be done. Yes. Wonderful talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, Captain, I'm glad I caught you in. I wonder if I might have a personal word or two with you, sir.
How personal?
I think you have courage, guts, and determination.
Thank you.
I'd like to think I'm here for the same reason, sir.
I'd like to think so, too.
Actually, my whole career's been in preparation for this kind of work. Of course, you're aware of it from my records.
Yes.
I have an extra copy here, sir.
I have it.
These are Xerox, sir. I wasn't too happy with the mimeograph quality.
Why don't I take these in my office? I'll look at them in there.
Yes, sir.
Captain!
Levitt, take Mr. Privet to the bathroom, will you?
Yes, sir. What should I do when I get him there, sir?
Keep an eye on him.
Yes, sir.
Don't embarrass him.
Thank you. I brought you some coffee.
Oh, that really wasn't necessary, Miss Lane.
I thought it might help you relax.
Thank you. You're very nice.
I can't drink coffee. It excites me.
Stay away from
it. Beg your pardon?
Our coffee. It's very bad.
You can make a fresh pot.
No, it's really not necessary.
It's no bother. I'd love to be able to do something to help out.
You're very thoughtful.
Well, I know you're in a difficult situation, and as a citizen, I'd like to do my part. I mean, I really feel for you, Captain.
That's very civic-minded of you.
I can type, and I can file, and I can take dictation. I'm really good at dictation. Try me.
Huh?
Use me, Captain. Who would know?
I'm sorry?
Use me. Depend on me. I mean, I know how you're feeling right now.
No, you don't.
Well, maybe you'd like to talk about it. How do you feel
about
it?
There's nothing to talk about. Besides, I just can't talk to a stranger.
Sometimes it's easier, especially when you're depressed.
I'm not depressed. A little disappointed, maybe.
And a little hurt.
Yes. Not that there's any reason I should be. I mean, it isn't as if the men walked out because of me.
Of course not.
And I think they respect me.
Oh, God, yes. Go on.
Well, we're very close, my men and I. We care greatly for each other. As we care for the city.
Do you have children?
Two.
And a wife?
One.
Hey, Bonnie!
Inspector Lucas here. You'll excuse me a minute. Inspector Luger, now. There is one bachelor I really admire.
Inspector? Stop squirming, will you?
Sir, the man is still in there. I don't know what
you're doing. Not now.
You're like a hall monitor.
There's your pipe, right, Bonnie?
Hey, what do you mean, pervert?
Hmm? Picking on women like her.
It didn't have to be like this.
What?
Have you been read your rights yet, Mr.
Blomquist? John Blomquist. And no, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. I must have thrown my card away, Bonnie. I really thought it was one of them little calendars you get from the insurance company.
It's one on your minus list.
Oh, good.
Come on, Blomie.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, read that.
Hey, come on. Get out of there.
I'll come back when I'm ready.
Excuse me, sir. How long do we have to let him stay in there? I mean, legally.
I don't think that's covered specifically.
Sure. Another loophole, right, sir?
Spell your last name.
Blomquist. B-L-O-M-Q-U-R.
Wait a minute. We're not so fast. Capital. B-L-U-M.
It's O, not you.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Hey, you fell it out.
I don't know what to do.
Just put something in them little boxes where they ask the questions. I'll fill in that other part where it says charges later. Keep your eye on him, son.
Yes, sir, I'll do my best.
And keep it legible.
My name is Lana Lay.
Yeah, I remember.
I was fixing you a beautiful dinner.
Lady, I robbed you. Don't take it personal.
Standing rib roast. $3.29 a pound.
You didn't say nothing about having dinner over the phone.
It was a surprise.
Oh.
Like your gun.
Lady.
Lana.
Listen, you're acting like I knew who... I mean...
If I had known, I wouldn't have robbed you.
Hey, what were you doing in there?
What are you, weird? Listen, why aren't you out on strike with the other cops?
Because my duty is here, that's why.
You know, you're just like a guy where I used to work. Company man, dedicated. He come to about here.
Said to Glider about it. I said, Glider, if she does that once more, don't hesitate. Shoot her.
Hot damn, huh?
I thought I was with a day. But did you finish that?
Not yet.
I'm not pressing charges.
Huh? I wish I could say I'm surprised.
What are you talking, lady?
Inspector.
This is a criminal element.
Inspector, forget it. There's nothing you can do. All right, Bloomquist. Free to go. Next time, I put you away for good.
There won't be a next time.
There won't?
I could heat up the rib roast.
Yeah? Yeah, all right, thanks.
I think you'll find I'm a generous person, John. What's mine is yours.
Oh, yeah?
Take it.
Inspector Luger?
They call him Frankie, huh?
Inspector, it's me, Barney.
Yeah, I'm a boy rough, huh? Let me get the hook off this trap. Boy, sure, huh?
Hope I didn't interrupt anything.
No, I just dozed off for a minute, so.
Listen, why don't you go on home and get some real rest?
Yeah, thank you. Well.
Good morning, Barney.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, Barney.
Morning, Harris.
Morning, Warren.
Morning, Gojo. Hey, Dietrich. I can't seem to recall all of you coming in together like this before.
Same
pure coincidence.
Act of God.
Well, we all have plenty of work to do. Let's get to it.
Barnes, you're here all night?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go home now, we can handle it from here.
I've got to wait for the watch commander anyway, but I appreciate it.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in.
Inspector.
I'm sorry, Barney. I'll try to conceal my revulsion.
Hey, listen. Harris, Inspector, you were just going home?
Yeah. See you later, Barney. All right, well, one final word to the man of the 12th. For whom I once held a great deal of respect and fondness. You broke this man's heart.
Inspector, please.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, sir.
Huh? Oh, yeah, one more thing I want you all to know. When the time for promotions comes along, I want you to know that Frank Luger's going to remember the names of all those who stood loyal to the NYPD.
Thank you, sir.
You hang in there, Levine.
Levin. Officer Carl Levin.
What the hell are you doing back?
Levin, if you've got enough manpower downstairs, I'd appreciate it if you run this guy over to Manhattan South.
Yes, sir.
And Levin, I'd just like to say that your help and your resolve these past few hours have made a difficult situation a lot easier.
Thank you, sir. Let's go.
Don't you touch me! You should have never come back. You're all a bunch of damn fools.
Good. Think you can handle them alone? How'd your demonstration go?
Very well.
Good.
Captain? Listen, there seems to be some underlying feelings here. Traces of resentment, hostility, guilt. I think they should be brought to the surface.
What do you suggest?
Well, I think it would be helpful if we could sit down together and honestly confront each other with our feelings and emotions.
All right. Everybody's got anything to say?
Yeah, I think we could sort of clear the air a little bit.
Okay. I think that's a positive suggestion.
Well, I'm sure each of us has some thoughts he'd like to express.
I don't think we should have gone.
Hey, man, we had to.
I mean that we walked out on Barney.
We weren't walking out on Barney. We were walking out on the damn bureaucrats and the budget cutters. Right?
Well, I'm sure that was your intention, Harris, but the fact is that I was the main beneficiary of your actions.
You thought we were wrong then?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think you all acted according to your conscience and by your principles. But I can't deny that there is an underlying bitterness and a little unhappiness on a personal level here.
That's good. Very good.
Diedrich, shut up!
I can appreciate that.
Hey, man, listen. I mean, everyone did what he felt that he had to do. But there's one thing that I think ought to be made clear. And I think I speak for everyone when I say that no matter what happened and what was said, it in no way diminished the admiration and regard that we all feel for you.
Well, look, this was a difficult decision. I don't know the answer, but I do know that maybe next week or next month there's going to be another round of blue flu. And we're all going to have to make the same tough decision again. But I do know that our relationship is solid enough to be able to withstand a difference of opinion. And I would like to say that I think you're a wonderful group of officers, and I feel it's a privilege to serve with you.
Well, I guess that says it all.
Okay, come on, let's get back to work.
Hold it. I'm not through. I have a few things I'm bugged about.
Such as?
I am fed up with the jokes about my coffin.
I'm joking.
See?
Nick, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was that sensitive an area with you. I apologize.
If you can't say something nice, you shouldn't say anything at all. Go up, precinct, your man.
As long as we're talking, I would like to say that I'm getting a little tired of a certain person who keeps throwing up his knowledge and his sophistication and his clothes.
I thought he meant me till he said the clothing part.
off the rack.
Hey, look, man, I mean, I was just trying to get you to improve yourself.
Well, I don't need that improvement.
That's true. You've got gum chewing down to an art.
Barney, Siegel's department store. Robbery in progress.
Oh, thank God. Harris, you take it. Who you want with this week?
Wojciechowicz.
Wonderful. You guys work so well together.
You guys want some coffee?
Oh, yes, love some.
Thanks. Remember what I told you. Very funny.
Here's a Fandemonium fun fact. Abe Vigoda, who plays Fish, a broken-down cop who looks like he might drop dead at any second, was in real life very healthy and highly athletic. TV just doesn't add 10 pounds. It adds 10 ulcers. Now stay tuned for more Barney Miller only on TV Land.